audience wants to see this big crowd. Just a little bit of background. Just kind of an idea I had some 3 years ago. Like what would happen if you get acquired? This is the result. This is our third year. And as I've said before, I'd like in advance to thank a couple of people before you all leave. I'd thank John Craig, he's very good at just offering his services as a conductor of choir, and we all have seen him, or some of us have seen him, the others can't. Ian Lewis, I'm really good with the keyboard and brilliant and tuning in and out every week for practice. And of course, everybody else in the choir, I won't go into details. So we hope you sit back and enjoy it, and like I said, please consider this a Christmas present to you and the rest of us. So Merry Christmas, and enjoy the performance.
Hi, thanks Rick. Rick himself deserves those small thanks. He's the poor person who ends up having to round everyone up and send out infinite numbers of email messages to tell people where credentials are and all that sort of thing. Apart from the fact that he had an idea 2 or 3 years ago to start this. Christmas carols. There are many flavours and variety of Christmas carols, ranging from things that amount to peasant clumping dances, through to very strongly religious ones. The group we're singing over all today has got a mixture of many sort of peasant or folk-based carols, some of the standard ones like O Come O Ye Faithful, and a number of settings of my respective composers, which are quite interesting bits of music. But don't let that put you off. Christmas is entirely seen from Spire composers. And one is the last, but lasted a very long time, as I mentioned later. All right, first one is Paddy Bailey, a Christmas carol, Own Island Joyfully. It's a Sicilian hymn called.
Bring me flesh and give me wine. Bring me my Godzilla, thou and I will see him dine. Bring me bread and beer,
bread and water for the bread, for them and together. Through the roof it's on the west, and up it's our weather.
Hall, which were the biggest buildings in the city in the early days, churches. And the this thing has the nearest thing to cathedral acoustics you're likely to find, probably, outside the church. It's very pleasant.
Well, the next one is another of the great standards. I think it will be sufficient introduction once you're all there in the city.
Oh.
1970s. It was an English folk group called Steel Ice Band, and they were setting up this next one, which is in fact a very old tune. But this is Galite. So if we go back far enough, we'll certainly recognise it, I'm sure.
Oh, The red dust is over the town. The sparrows.
next one is Stout of Life is a Bohemian traditional carol. Funnily enough, in that part of the world, bagpipes were a traditional instrument. It's a bit of a drone effect in the last verse, which to me sounds like that's what it was taken from. The Angels and the Shepherds. Christ was born of Mary, 33. There's the words.
anonymous from the 15th century.
You will discover it doesn't sound very 15th century, depending on what your image of the 15th century was.
Four-part harmony settings is no mean feat, and they've all worked very hard indeed.